In 2013, a rep's attorneys had found new evidence obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request that a rep had been misidentified by the FBI. That was the basis for an appeal. Activists have long insisted that the terrorism case against Albany residents Yasin Aref and Mohammed Hussein, dating back to 2004, was more of a frame-up than a sting. The two are serving 15-year federal prison sentences for their involvement in an alleged money laundering incident tied to the sale of a fake shoulder-fired missile. Kathy Manley with the law firm Kindlin Shanks says the Second Circuit Court's decision to deny Aref permission to file his appeal with the district court spells the death of free and fair trials.
We have compelling new evidence that Yasin was innocent and that it was mistaken identity, and yet we can't get anywhere with that. And so that means that there's no due process, there's no justice in the courts for cases like this.
Joe Lombardo with Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace says the terror case played out under the shadow of 9/11, when it seemed every Muslim was suspect, and along with cases like the Fort Dix 5 and the Newburgh 4, Albany made global headlines.
The governor came, Senator Schumer came, the mayor came, they held this big press conference about terrorists being found in Albany. I came right to the mosque here, and there were international media from all over the world showing the mosque where these terrorists were. And it built up this case for terrorism, which built up the U.S. case for war.
Activists say repeated phone calls to Washington on behalf of incarcerated Muslims are never returned. Appeals for the Aref and Hussein cases were dismissed in 2008.
For 8 years, we've been behind them and we've been behind their families because we think what happened to them and the other Muslims is not justice. It's something that shouldn't happen in this country.
Albany County Legislator Doug Bullock says he's taking the case to a new level.
What it is a sting raid that's gone mad because they're still in jail. And we're going on almost a decade that they've been imprisoned. And I think that imprisonment is long enough. So I want to take a further step today and call on President Obama to pardon.
Aref is incarcerated in Pennsylvania. He is scheduled to be released in October 2018. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.